quite unconsciously borrowed, of course, although we know of Wagner's almost envious admiration for Berlioz's Romeo and Juliet. We might say, in the semantic terms of our last lecture, that Tristan and Isolde is a giant metaphor of Romeo and Juliet. It's a lot to say, but it's irresistible. There are just too many instances of this Romeo into Tristan metaphor throughout the opera. Only recall the dance music of the ball scene we just heard. And now hear Isolde's panting anticipation at the start of Act Two of Tristan. Just another remarkable coincidence? Well, here's another, which we just heard, Romeo in Love. Now, by the simple extension of a third to a fourth, it's expanded into Tristan in Love. Wow. And these examples are only a few among very many. We haven't even touched Berlioz's great love scene, the balcony scene, with its throbbing passions. Which goes on to this famous climax. I don't even have to play you Wagner's metaphor for that one, but I want to anyway.